You have no pen? You have no pen? Bhagavad Gita, Vyasa said, knowledge of the Absolute. There are two things, Absolute and the relative. This is relative world. Here, we cannot understand one thing without the other. As soon as he speaks that here is sun, that must be father. As soon as he says here is husband, that must be wife. As soon as he says here is servant, there must be master. As soon as he says here is light, there must be dark. This is called relative world. One has to be understood by other relative terms. But there is another world which is called Absolute world. There, the master and the servant the same. There is no distinction. Although one is master and other is servant, but the position is the same. So, the seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita is giving us some hint about the Absolute world, Absolute knowledge. How that knowledge can be attained, that is being spoken by the Absolute, Supreme Person, Krishna. Krishna is the Absolute Supreme Person. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Ragi Govinda Sarvakaram Karam. This is the definition of Krishna given by Lord Brahma in his book known as Brahma Samhita. Very authorized book. This book was collected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from southern India and he presented it to his devotees when he came back from southern India too. Therefore, we accept this book, Brahma Samhita, as very authoritative. This is our process of knowledge. We receive knowledge from the authority. Everyone receives knowledge from the authority. But general authority and our process of accepting authority is little different. Our process of accepting one authority means he is also accepting his previous authority. One cannot be authority self-made. That is not possible. Then it is imperfect. I have given this example many times that a child learns from his father. The child asks his father, "Father, what is this machine?" And the father says, "My dear child, it is called microphone." So the child receives the knowledge from the father. This is microphone. So when the child says to somebody else, "This is microphone," it is correct. Although he is child, still, because he has received the knowledge from the authority, his expression is correct. Similarly, if he receives knowledge from the authority, then I may be child, but my expression is correct. This is our process of knowledge. We do not manufacture knowledge. That is the process given in the Bhagavad Gita, in the fourth chapter. Evam parampara pratam imam rāgarishayogi. This parampara system, imam vivasthati yogam bhaktavar ahamabhayam vivasthāna manome prātu manu khāta vidravi. Evam parampara. So, absolute knowledge can be achieved when we hear it from the Absolute. No person in the relative world can inform us about the Absolute knowledge. That is not possible. So, here we are understanding about the Absolute world, Absolute knowledge from the Supreme Person. The Absolute Person. Absolute Person means Anadi, Adi, Govind. He is the original person, but he has no origin. Therefore, he is not to be understood being caused by somebody else. That is God. So here, in this chapter, therefore, it is said, Sri Bhagavan was an absolute person. Bhagavan is the absolute person who does not depend on anyone else. So, Krishna says, Maya Satya Mana Pasha Yogam Jindana Magasraya Asam Sayam Samantaram Man Dasha Kyasati Tatsuno. Throughout the whole world, of course, in the human society, advanced human society, alien society, there is a search after God, the Absolute. and the human life is meant for that purpose. Human life is not meant for wasting like dogs and hogs. The dogs and hogs, they are busy all their time to find out where is food. But the human life is not meant for that purpose. The dogs and hogs, they do not know that food is supplied by God. Everyone. That is basic information. Eko jo bahunam vidadati kama. God is supplying food to everyone. Therefore the Christian may fall. It is prayed, O God, give us our Gopala, give us our daily bread. That is very good idea. And even if you do not ask, the food is there. You should understand. Because the animals, lower than human beings, they do not go to church or to temple to ask for daily bread. But they get their bread. The elephants, they eat at a time practically in this African forest. And they are getting their daily food price. And the ant, he satisfies with one grain. It is also supplied food. There are 8,400,000 corn cows living in cities. They are all getting their food without going to the church or to the mosque or praying to the cow. So actually, to approach God, does that mean that we shall ask him for our bread? But if he is supplied, you ask and do not ask. The arrangement is there. Therefore, the Bhagavata says, the Seva is of Prajati, whom anyone who is expert, he should try to achieve that thing. The Seva Heta Prajati Kovita Nanam Bhati Heta Ramadan Padhyana. We have, or we are, wondering. Upari Adha. Upari means up. And Adha means down. There are higher planetary systems, there are lower planetary systems, there are middle planetary systems. That was just called three roads, three worlds. So we, living entities, according to our different desires and different activities, we are being promoted to the higher, to the lower, or keeping ourselves in the middle. This is going on, particularly. But we are not getting information what is the aim of life. Therefore, Shastra says that we have traveled so many times, not only once, life after life, in so many forms of life, in so many different planets, but still we haven't got the information what is the aim of life. We are simply changing one body to another and passing after something, happiness, but we have not achieved it, simply we are wondering. So, in this human form of life, we should try to achieve that thing which we did not get wondering so many times throughout the whole universe. The same of you, the prajati, the kobila, naram bhatija, the pramanam, the jagat. Then one may put that, if I simply try to achieve the satanthasness, then how my baby problem will be solved. The answer is, tallabhati dukkha vadar natasukham. It is according to Vedic Indian science. You are destined to achieve a certain amount of happiness and certain amount of distress also, because you cannot achieve here in this material world any happiness which is not distressed. That must be distress. So there are two things, happiness and distress. So as you are getting distress without inviting, nobody invites distress. Let distress come upon me. Nobody invites. But it comes. Similarly, even if you do not pray for happiness, whatever is destined to you, it will come. So don't bother yourself about the material distress and happiness. Try to achieve Krishna consciousness, which you could not achieve in so many lives of time. That is called absolute. So, that Krishna consciousness has been met. How it can be obtained is being explained by Krishna himself. Therefore, this says, see, Bhagavan is the Supreme Personality. Bhagavan means he does not cheat you. Others will give you instruction and cheat you. Because anyone who is not liberated, he has got four defects of his life. He commits mistakes, he is delusion, he cheats, and his senses are imperfect. This is called conditioned soul, everyone. Even big men, big leaders, they commit so many mistakes. And so far as illusion is concerned, everyone is illusion. Because I am not this body, but everyone is thinking I am this body. This is called illusion. They have no good feet. I am not this body. I am spirit soul. I am Brahmasmi. But I am thinking I'm Indian, I'm American, I'm South African, I'm black, I'm white, I'm fat, I'm thin. This is body, physical image. And we invent our ideology by mental speculation without having perfect knowledge. We are accustomed to say, I think what I am. All my senses are imperfect. I commit mistakes. I am innocent. And when I say, I think, what is the use of my thinking? This is cheating. So any condition, there are two kinds of living entities, the liberated and the conscious. So we should not receive any knowledge from conditioned person. We must receive knowledge from the liberated. So Krishna, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, who can be more liberated than himself? Therefore, he says, we should accept. If you are fortunate enough, then whatever he says, we should accept. He says that, Maya Sakta Manasrakta Yogam Vyanjana Madhasa. Everyone, at least human being, advanced human. The advanced human being is called Avi. Means advanced. Anyone who is advanced in spiritual knowledge, he should be called alien. So, the alien civilization, Vedic civilization, went for June, denied to fight. Krishna accused him that you are talking that wrongly. You are not alien. You are talking like that non-alien, and he will defend your reputation. Don't say like that. So, alien means one who is advanced in spiritual knowledge. So, Krishna says that he who increase your attachment for me, Mayi Asakta means that simply if you increase your attachment for me, Mayasakta Mana, is such mind, that is called actually meditation. The mind is always absorbed in Krishna consciousness. That is meditation. The yogi, real yogi, not the gymnastic yogi, the real yogi, they always meditate upon Krishna. By the mind. Then a person is yogi now. Person when he sees, actually sees Krishna. So this kind of yoga can be attained if we increase our attachment for Krishna. Maya Sakta Mana Prattho Yoga. This is yoga, real yoga. Maya Sakta Mana Prattho Yoga Jindan. Mada. One should take shelter of Krishna or shelter of a person who has taken shelter of Krishna. One who has taken shelter of me or direct. So directly it is not possible because Arjuna was fortunate enough that he contacted Krishna directly. Krishna instructed him directly. So, it is not possible for everyone. But if we take the shelter of a person who has taken shelter of Krishna, that is also possible. That is what Maya Sattva Mahaprabhu. Yogun Jinna Madhava. This is perfect yoga. In the sixth chapter, it is also saying that Krishna said, Yoginamati Sarvesha. There are different kinds of yogis, but of all the yogis,
Yoginavati Sarvesha Madhavata Antaratma. One is thinking of me, Krishna. Madhavata Antaratma. Antaratma is in the core of heart. He's thinking of Krishna. So, Yoginavati Sarvesha Madhavata Antaratma Sadhavan. Sadhavan means with faith. Bhajati, what it means. Sarayukhattatam, he is first class guru. He is it. So, this is the concept of moment. He is teaching people how to become first class guru. Sarayukhattatam, yogam janyan malas. This is real truth. To practice yoga. Yoga means connect. Yoga in India. Yoga means addition. And Dio means subtract. Dio, Dio. So, we are now Dio. Without any contact to the Supreme Lord, personality of Godhead, material condition left. Therefore, we have to make connection with it. That is called yoga. Yoga system means to connect ourselves again with God, our Krishna. So this practice of yoga, maya sattamana prasa, always thinking of Krishna. So this process is very easily accomplished by chanting Hare Krishna Maha. If you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, 24 hours, it can be practiced. There is no expenditure. There is no loss. But the gain is very great. We are teaching that we are known as Hare Krishna people all over the world. It is inexpensive without any loss. If there is very great gain, why don't you take it? You are not paying any price. You are soliciting everyone. Please chant Hare. So it is open. There is no secret. You can take it and see by chanting Hare Krishna what gain you are giving. It is practice. It is not to be asked anymore what I am gaining. It is said, Bhakti Parasanatma Virakti Annatmasya. Bhakti, this is devotional service. Chanting. Hare Krishna Mahamantra means the beginning of devotional life, the beginning of liberation. Simply, the chanting Hare Krishna. So, this is bhakti. There are nine different processes for executing devotional life. The first thing is savanam. Savanam kirtanam vishnu, smaranam padasevanam. Achanam bandhanam dasam satyam aham jivanam. So, you can execute these nine different processes if possible. If not, you execute 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2 at least. Then you will be perfect. So, this one, simply chanting. And here, if you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, you hear this process of yoga is recommended in this age. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nase, Nase, Nase. In the Kavi Guru, it is not possible to practice any other system of yoga. Mind is so agitated, you cannot concentrate. But if you chant loudly Hare Krishna, your mind will be forced to be drawn and hear Krishna. Then maya sattamana prasa. Yogam yajnan mantra. If you practice this, then asamsayam samadranama yathagayasati tatsino. If you try to hear me attentively, Bhagavan was, who is speaking? Bhagavan, the Supreme Person, the Absolute Person.
There is no mistake, there is no cheating, there is no imperfection, and there is no use. It is perfect. So, if he follows, he follows me to increase your attachment for Krishna. We have got attachment. What is attachment? That is not to be loved. Everyone has got attachment. And then he has got attachment for family, or for society, or for community, or for the country, for the nation, and so on his business, at least for his job. So, attachment that is from everyone can understand what is attached. But this attachment should be done for Krishna. Then your life is successful. This is the strength. And if you simply calm your attachment to Krishna, you know what is attachment. Then I shall have to give up attachment for my family, for my business. No. He keep this central attachment in Krishna and you will do whatever you want to do. That's all. It's like family. So, it does not mean because you have turned your attachment, therefore your family attachment will be also. No. It will be false. The family attachment will be false. If you train your family in Krishna consciousness, just early in the morning, right now, he can control your family in that way. Now, Rita, take your bath. Have Mangala Rishi. Then chant Hare Krishna, read Bhagavad Gita, then get prasadam, then go to office or what. So in this way, if your mind is in Krishna, if you act accordingly, then that is perfection. Anushita Sudigatam Tanumanamanohi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended this process, that you stay in your position. There is no post of change in your position. But from that position, you become Krishna conscious. And the easiest process is chant Hare Krishna. That is not at all difficult, provided we agree to accept it. Then we can regularly understand what is God, what I am, what is my relationship with God, and so on and so on. Everything will be clear. Everything will be clear in me for the time being. Our heart is very dark. We are always full of so many dark consciousness. It has to be clean. This cleansing process is the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamudra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Cheta Darpana Marjanam. This Hare Krishna Mahamantra means the first business is to cleanse the dirty heart. The dirty heart is Rajasama. There are three qualities, three modes of materiality. Tamagam, Rajagam, Satagam. So, generally, we are in Rajasamagam, ignorance and passion. The ignorance and passion, the symptom is greediness and lasciviousness. So, this is the darkest thing. We have to just fix this darkest thing. Greediness and lasciviousness. Then we come to the platform of goodness. And in goodness, we can see things as they are. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement means trying the devotees, the followers, to bring in to the platform of goodness. Not to stay in the platform of ignorance and bad. That will not help us. Therefore, we recommend, please join in Krishna consciousness movement, that
who should give up this habit. Illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and need. These four things will keep me in the lower status of life, as it is not. Allow me to advance in spiritual understanding. Therefore, these things should be given up. And chant Hare Krishna mantra, minimum 16 laps. In this way, you see practically these European American boys and girls. They're improving. They are not material attached. They do not go anywhere. They always keep in the temple, chant Hare Krishna mantra, busy in Krishna service from morning 3 o'clock. Early in the morning, up to 10 o'clock. They are also young men. They must have desert. But, bhakti parikram, virakti unmatrasya. Bhakti is so nice that now they hate any other investment. These illicit sex, easy things, and intoxication of done, they hate. You bring them, lack of duty, they will not get it. Virakti unnata. This is the test of what? Virakti. Detached from all this nonsense. And unless you are purified, you cannot understand God. So that is our own only business in the human life. To understand God, we have no other need. And if you want to understand God, then you have to become purified. Without being purified. Jesam tu antavatam papam jananam punnakarmanam te jannamaham nirmukta bhajanti maam jire. This is very easy thing. Simply, we have to take to this yoga system, yoga mudinjana padar, under the shelter of Krishna, or is the God. Then, we shall understand what is God in full samagram. Samagram means full, without any doubt. Other mental speculators, they are in doubt. They do not know whether there is God, or what kind of God he is, what does he do, or what is his business. There are so many things. But these disciples of people, they know exactly what is God, what is his address, what is his family, everything. Samagram and akamusha, without any doubt. Not that, yes, I have now come to know God, that he is, his address, and his activity. But it may not be. Akamusha, samagram, and akamusha and samagrama. Yathāgya sati tātya. So it is not difficult. If he is actually serious to understand what is God, God is explaining, yes. Himself, he cannot speculate upon God. God is explaining himself. This is, I am like this. Just like a very big man. If you speculate upon him, he may be possessing so much wealth, he may be like this. Yes. No. That may be or may not. But will that person explain himself, my dear? Mr. Satan sir, my position is like this, then you can tell this. So take instruction from God to understand God. Then you'll understand. And if you understand God, then your all problems solved. Our real problem is reputation of birth and death. That is real problem. That is not. Yet there, we do not know what is the position of my real self. That is not. This is Kalima. That instruction is given in the Bhagavad Gita in the beginning. Nahannate hannamane sarire. This living spirit. Najayate namjyate vatadasu. This spirit soul
is never bought. Then what is this bath? The bath is on this board.
This change of us, we are changing us. But I am the Sudhara. I know that I have the body of this child. This body is born. The childhood body is no more existing. But I know that I have it. This is the proof that I am a child. The body is changed. I was a young man, now I am an old man. But I know I was a young man, but my body was like this. I was being there. But now that is not possible. Because that body has gone. So similarly, the conclusion is that when this body will be vanished, I shall accept another. Tathāde āntara prāta. This is simple method of understanding the transmigration of the soul. The real problem is that I have eternal, but I am put into such condition that I have to say birth and die, I have to become old and disease. This is the real problem. The modern civilization, they are supposed to be very much at home, very well asked. The real problem is that you have to accept death. Nobody wants to die. But why death is death? But they are careless. They tell me, we have to accept this death. Or this is finished. All very idea. No, yes. So, if you want to be really dying, if you want to know what is our constitution and position, what is the aim of life, what is God, how we can re-establish our relationship in God, these things are explained in the Bhagavad Gita very clearly. And if we are intelligent enough, we should take the Krishna consciousness movement very seriously. If you want to understand this movement scientifically, philosophically, we have now hundreds of books. All being accepted by educated people. Very logically and very philosophically this movement. Chant Hare Krishna, take advantage of this movement and be successful in your life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Any question?
Tradition has gone to the Imam to come to speak to the Master and then, as a child of Islam, those of on the world of the right to go of personal religion. As it goes on, as it gains knowledge, you know the right to go wrong. A lot of things that we do in the present world that symbolizes something in the way of symbolism. As for instance, asking the woman, for my all of the people that are out there, I think there is some symbol in the forest of all of us, all the globes in the state. Now the question is, after the question of karma, each man has been killed. Yes. Each man has been killed, and he follows the way of karma according to the Hindu philosophy. And the way for me to live, does one have to on view of consciousness and intelligence, that we give way for the children to come out of darkness, out of darkness, not out of rainbow? Must I accept them?
What is that? What is that?
Don't
question is,
my question is, you see, the question is,
that man knows right from wrong because of his karma.
No. Karma, maybe, just like you are sent to school college to understand the right and wrong. Therefore, you must be educated to know what is right and wrong. Not that he will do like any sort of other life. That is, education is required. Because we have no education. Therefore, there are so many books of knowledge, basic knowledge. You have to take advantage of it, and then you can understand what is right and
hello. According to the present situation in America,
who can take advantage? Real education is, first of all, you must know what you are. You are this body or something else than the body. Just like when a man dies, his son, a relative, laments, "Oh, my father has gone." Now, father is lying there on the bed. Why do you say, "My father has gone"? His father is lying on the bed. Therefore, he did not see who is your father. After that, you are realizing that your father is gone. Then why is your education? If you cannot see who is your father, then where is your education? This is no education. Therefore, you must know. What I am, what is my father, what is my mother? Can you hear me? Sri Krishna is very different nowadays. He can see things happening thousands of miles away in television, and you can explain to your friend if he's like that. The question of seeing power. So now we have got the instrument, television machine. It is not difficult to understand. When the football ground, the matches is going on, and it is being relayed in your room. It is there.
Can you give us? follow the Lord. It is born that he is eternal, who is the Lord.
Here, our Krishna consciousness movement is to educate people on the principles of the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. So if you understand Bhagavad Gita thoroughly, then you understand Lord Rama also, another incarnation, because Krishna is present with all the incarnations. Rama vimutti sikala niyami matisthan nana avatara aparat bhavani sukintu Krishna svayam samabhavat paramakumanaju bhuvinam hari bhuvinam samabhavata. In the Vedic literature it is said, jasmin vijnati kavamiram vijnatam bhavanti. He who understands that one supreme, then he will understand everything. So, Ramayana, Valmiki Ramayana, Tathagata Ramayana, Vishwakarma, Akhuriti, Valmiki Ramayana. If you read Valmiki Ramayana, that is not as good as reading Bhagavad Gita. But if you read Bhagavad Gita, you understand the transcendental times very easily. There is no difficulty. So, we should advise to read about Gita. It is very widely read all over the world, not only by the Hindus, but others also. By all scholars, all philosophers, they read about Gita. So we recommend you all to read about Gita as it is. Do not distort the meaning. Try to understand as described in the beginning. See, Bhagavad Gita is mentioned, Dharma Kshetri, Guru Kshetri, Samabhina, Vidutta, Madhava, Mamaka, Pandava, Sriva, King, Guru, Mata, Sanjaya. Dharma Kshetri, Guru Kshetri. This is a fact. The Guru Kshetra is a pilgrimage. Dharma Kshetra. Still it is. There is a railway station of the name Kurukshetra. And the Kurukshetra plays a very big field. So why should a musical play Kurukshetra in this model and Pandava in this sense? Why? This business distorts the meaning should be given. You should understand as it is. Kurukshetra is there, it is a pilgrimage, and in the past history, 5,000 years ago, two sections of the same family, Kuru family, one section was known as Pandava, and the other section as Kuru. They had to fight on political reasons. This is historical. So there is no Krishna misinterpreting it. The difficulty is actually we misinterpret to our view, to show our scholarship, it is correct. Don't do that. Read it as it is and you get it. Yes?
Yeah. New ideas are being seen. Recently, it was raised by saying the people, but as we have said, there is data that the first book of knowledge and its development, the work of that knowledge, the Christians have tried to understand. The monsters have been commanded, and the Hindus have been there already. Why should we not go back to the Veda? Rather than accepting, not that I have been discussed with many other sisters,
What is the purpose of reading Veda? Can you say? Who can say? What is the purpose of reading Veda? That is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Vilesha tadvai aham eva bhujyam. By reading Vedas, any Vedas, you have to understand what. That is the perfect reading of Veda. If you do not understand what is thought, then what is the use of reading Veda? Simply worship. If you have read Vedas, then give me full information of God. Then I can understand that you have read Vedas. If you have no idea of God, then it is useless advertisement that I have read Vedas.
Most of our youth, except for this time, have already been as a god. Yet in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna has not fought a long time, and that is to fight his own brother, to kill his own brother, to check it out. It is a condoned matter, yet Hindu doesn't condone that. Can you explain what about this time? Encourage Arjuna to fight his own blood.
If you can question the height of judge, why are you following somebody to be hanged? Then what will be the answer? The high court judge order somebody to be hanged and somebody to take degree for one lack of degree. Is that injustice? It is the law. The Supreme Lord has to execute the law. So there is no mistake. As there is no mistake in the judgment of the High Court. Similarly, what to speak of Krishna, the Supreme Lord. There is necessity, the government, in order to keep law and order. There is violence also, the police sometimes. The military force. So, in order to keep the whole thing in balance, sometimes violence is required. That is not to our things, but at the decision of the Supreme Lord.
That
the community, the ideal world, and the comfort of God. You can't be separate from the ideal world. There is not ideal. Just like if you were still your leader in some picture or some statue, that is not ideal world. That you actually pass, you show your respect to your leader. Similarly, when you worship the deity of the Supreme Lord, Krishna, it is not idol worship, it is worshiping Krishna. The difference is, as you have already discussed, Krishna is absolute. In the ordinary case, the picture of your father and the father is different because of the material body. But Krishna, the absolute, he is all, deity form, and he is no difference. It is Krishna's mercy that he comes before you in the deity form, made of so-called wood or stone. Because we cannot see at the present moment except wooden spoon. He cannot see. Krishna and I were just praying. He cannot see in our heart the Spirit soul. And how we can see the Supreme Spirit? So when we worship deity, it is not idol worship, it is worshiping Lord Krishna. And the deity is not different from the person. This is it. We have to understand this is a science. Krishna is in the holy name of the Lord. It is as good as the Lord Himself. Now Kundalini Krishna, Chaitanya Radhavidya, Purva Surva Nitya Bhakta, Abhinna Vyad Lavana. So when we chant Hare Krishna, this means Krishna is dancing on my chant. Otherwise, why these people are chanting 24 hours Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna? If you ask them to chant Samana Ne, Mr. John, Mr. John, Mr. John. It's in the name. He is the class, come on. But with God, chanting Hare Krishna 24 hours, he will never be the class. That is the proof that the holy name of God and God is not here. Yes, I already explained. The idol is not idol. It is Krishna. Krishna is all powerful. He can present himself in a manner which you can see. Because Krishna is everything. Bhumi Yapana Lavaru Kanana Buddhi is everything. God is everything. So you cannot see at your present sitter, say, God. But you can see his form. And if the business will be done, if you offer everything Krishna needs, business is gone. There is no difference. It is his mercy that he presents himself in a form which he can see.
When you sit down, one of the major reasons of existence is like from where did we come? Why are we here? And where are we going?
Where from? Just now you are coming. Tell me, where from you are coming? You cannot say? Who can say, where from you are coming? Where from you are coming? You cannot say? You cannot say what form you are coming just now?
That is what I would like to know.
Now, first of all, say.
And where are you?
You are coming from home. So, this is our temporary home. We have got real home. That is the kingdom of God. We are coming from there. That's why you have come from India. Your both brothers have come from India. Now you have made this country as your home. Similarly, we have come from the spiritual world. Now we have made this material world as our home. So here, struggling for existence. It is said in Bhagavad Gita. Mamayam to jiva bhuta jiva loka sanatana mana sattani indriyani patiti karsa. These living entities, they are my part of person. Or they are as good as I am. heart and conscious. A small particle of gold is gold. It is not. Similarly, we being part and parcel of God, we are also the same quality, not the same function, but same quality. So we have come here and we are struggling for existence with our mind and senses. This is our position. Therefore, our business is how to go back to home, back to God. That is our business. We are seeking it. All right, chant please. Please, guys, chant in Hindi.